Thanks for highlighting faith and devotion in the morning talk. What is the quote-unquote look and feel of a practice where the faculty of faith leads the way to liberation? Or, to say it another way, one picks up the teachings at the point of faith. Are there any teachers in Ajahn Chah's lineage who emphasized the way or theme of release through faith? Well, first, again, faith is another English word that's really loaded. And has very Christian connotations. But there is try to emphasize the fact that the Buddha's path is really one where these different faculties, spiritual faculties, need to be balanced, faith is sometimes rendered more as confidence, which is maybe a bit pedestrian, but as I said, faith has a loaded term. But I think it's important to be able to recognize the way that faith or devotion or confidence, or I don't know, what are some other words that are used sometimes? Conviction. Yeah, Ajahn Jeff translates it as conviction. And of course, conviction, confidence, faith, these all need to be tempered with discernment and understanding. But there is a temperament that quality of conviction is stronger, or the heart is affected more strongly with that quality of conviction, and that is sort of a leading power or strength. And say when faith is, one of the ways that one can gauge, is faith actually working or functioning? Do I have faith? Am I relying on faith? In the sense of the Pali word is saddha, so that when saddha is present, its result should be effort, so that the effort, application toward the teachings, the look and feel of a faith is that there's both a sense of confidence and conviction, but it's also being drawn to that arousing of effort and energy. That's a natural result, and that's what it feels like. It feels like one actually wants to practice, rather than having faith in something, putting up on a shrine, and then walking away from it. so that devotion, its natural result is one of effort. It's hard to when I think of Ajahn Chah's teachers in Ajahn Chah's lineage, either Thai or Western, there's such a particularly amongst the Thai monks, just as a general picture, the quality of faith and devotion is very strong, but it's also very natural. It's not something that is. I think normally, I don't know about others, but my own sometimes reaction to faith and devotion can sometimes be just aversion. You see somebody being really gushy, it just tends to irritate me. I think that with the many of the teachers that I know and I've had contact, it's incredibly strong faith, but there's this real nice balance, so that it's there's an ease. It's not forced. It's not it's not out of balance. And particularly some of the early teachers that trained with Ajahn Chah, and lived with Ajahn Chah in the early days, they had both a strong devotion to the Buddha Dhamma Sangha, but also to Ajahn Chah. And it was never, overly, because Ajahn Chah really discouraged it. It wasn't idolizing Ajahn Chah, but it was something that they were really willing to go through a lot of difficulty and put forth a lot of effort, and oftentimes that kind of effort is not available if you're just trying to rely on wisdom and good intentions. There has to be a quality of faith and just set aside the questioning mind and just do it, and just give oneself to it. And that I think is also in terms of a kind of the look and feel something, the quality of faith. Because on a certain level, the quality of faith and devotion in practice, it isn't wisdom that gives up, that relinquishes. It's faith. To really relinquish that attachment to being and becoming, there's an element of faith there that really, of course, it's totally informed and based on wisdom, but wisdom and discernment is always trying to get a little bit more information to make sure, and it's that faith and devotion that's willing to give up and cut through.